Friday, we love to do a Majestic movie review with our man Eddie from Jordan and Eddie's Movie Blog. How are we doing, mate?
I'm good, thanks, Andrew. How are you this morning?
Not too bad. Today we're looking at M. Night Shyamalan's latest release. It's called Old. Let's have a listen to the trailer.
Ready or not, here we come!
What happened to Hamal?
I don't know.
What happened to her?
Body has decomposed.
How quickly can that happen?
7 years.
But she just died.
Wait, where are the kids?
Trent!
Kara!
Come here!
Hey, have you seen my children?
Mom? I'm right here.
Sounds like another lighthearted, carefree affair from M. Night Shyamalan. Eddie, could you tell us what Old is all about?
Yeah, so M. Night Shyamalan, Andrew, is one of these directors that in some ways I feel sorry for. He burst onto the scene with The Sixth Sense. And ever since then, his films are always going to be compared to what was really a classic film, one of the best debut kind of films you would ever hope to see. And
yep.
Look, since then, his collection of films has really been a box of different chocolates, hasn't it? I kind of was saying to someone that you get the decent films like Split, and then you get some really bad ones like The Happening or The Last Airbender. And he's such an up-and-down director. And over the last probably 5 years, he's really moved away to making more. Look, they're Hollywood films, but they are done under his own banner and they're quite independent. They're low budget. He's removed himself from that situation where he was filming really big budget films for the system. And I think that has brought him back to the light a little bit, and it's really good to see. And Old actually sees him in one of the rare occurrences adapt what is this time a graphic novel known as Sandcastle. And it, look, trailers make it seem like a full blown bodied horror, and it's more to me a bit of a drama thriller, unlike anything you've ever seen, focused around a bunch of people on a beach that when they go there and they think it's this great idyllic little afternoon on the beach swimming and just relaxing, turns into a place where they are aging by the hour. So hours go by and years fly past, so kids turn into teenagers, adults into elderly people. It's this really interesting concept and very high kind of concept scenario that, look, works in some times and really doesn't work at others. So it's one of those really interesting films. It's not terrible, but gee whiz, it could have been a lot better too.
Eddie, you can't talk about M. Night Shyamalan without mentioning The Sixth Sense, which is a fantastic film with one of the greatest twists that you'll ever see in cinema. But he's kind of cursed by that success because every time I watch one of his films, I'm like, what's the twist? What's the twist? There's going to be a twist. And that's all that we're sitting there expecting, aren't we?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And Old's one of those films where as soon as the concept becomes really apparent and exactly what's going on, instantly you start thinking about how are they going to explain this? What's this all about? Yeah. Why is this happening? And that definitely lingers for the majority of the runtime. And look, I must say that in some ways, without giving anything away, that the final stretch is okay. It kind of ties things up a little bit, but there's also a lot of questions that remain unanswered. And you do wonder if it was one of these kind of ideas where the concept's there and the idea has been rounded out, but it hasn't actually been really polished up. And I do get the feeling that with probably a bit more time and space on the film with a bit more TLC, Old could have been something really special. Even though it's great to watch a film such as this where you literally can't compare it to anything. It's very unique, especially for a Hollywood film. It's absolutely unique. So look, they've done a very good job there in a sense of you never feel like you're 100% sure on what's happening or how it's going to round out.
Do you think it would be, you would have a different feeling about this film if it wasn't his name as the director and the writer? If it was Barry Smith, for example, you wouldn't go into it thinking the same thing?
Yeah, I think you're right. It's one of these occurrences where if this was maybe potentially a debut filmmaker like M. Night Shyamalan was back with The Sixth Sense, that maybe there would be more talk about, geez, this is an interesting filmmaker. Look what they've come up with here. And it's got some really nice visual touches and a couple of pretty neat performances. I mean, it's really strange for, say, an actor such as Alex Wolff, who plays a teenager, but it's actually a six-year-old in a teenager's body. So there's some pretty kind of tough performances that people have to do here, and there's some nice little turns and things. But, a little bit of a shame Old couldn't become something really special, even though it feels like a really new film.
So what's your rating for old?
Yep, this one is splitting me right down the middle, mate. It's 2.5 rusty knives out of 5. It's definitely got some moments. If you give it a bit of grace, I'm sure you can have some fun with it, but it's definitely not up there with the best of Shyamalan's work.
Eddie, as always, thank you very much for your considered advice for another Majestic movie review. We'll catch up next Friday.
Sounds good, Andrew.